Green Bay's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Questions persist about what happened in the minutes before that Army helicopter collided with a regional jet near Reagan National Airport this week. The NTSB says it will release a preliminary report on the crash within 30 days. One issue, air traffic control staffing at the time of the crash and whether there were enough people on the job. We're also learning more about some of the 67 victims.
Among those killed, at least 14 people returning from an elite figure skating camp, including 13-year-old Gina Han flying with her mom, while 12-year-old skater and cancer survivor Brielle Beyer was with her mom, Justina. Brielle's dad and brother were waiting for them on the ground. The loss of life devastating the tight-knit skating community.
ABC's Rhiannon Alley. Conspiracy theories about vaccines, secret meetings with dictators, and enemies list. Those topics all brought up during confirmation hearings for three of President Trump's cabinet nominees Thursday. This is ABC News. Bans on handgun sales to Americans under 21, now ruled unconstitutional by a federal appeals court. The law dates back to 1968.
The conservative Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals saying that prohibiting 18 to 20-year-olds from buying a handgun violates the Second Amendment and is inconsistent with the nation's historical tradition. Data shows people in that age group are responsible for a disproportionate share of school shootings, comprising 17% of known gun homicide offenders. Experts say it's not clear how the Trump administration will respond, but the case appears likely to be challenged to the Supreme Court.
ABC's Andrea Fuji. Experts now think a painting bought at a garage sale in Minnesota for $50 is a genuine work by Vincent van Gogh. The conclusion coming after 4 years of investigation into the painting of a fisherman. The painting still needs to be attributed to him by the Van Gogh Museum in Amsterdam. If confirmed, it could be worth around $15 million. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
The 2025 draft is almost here, bringing in guests from around the world for this once-in-a-lifetime event. Ready to turn your home into a revenue powerhouse? Simple Life Hospitality makes it easy to rent your home and provides expert, locally managed care, backed by over 50 years of experience. All guests are fully vetted for your peace of mind, so don't miss out. Partner with Simple Life Hospitality today. Visit SimpleLifeRentals.com and make the most of this unforgettable event. That's SimpleLifeRentals.com.
This message is sponsored by WISCaregiver.com. Now is the time to start a meaningful career as a caregiver. Make a real difference in people's lives. WISCaregiver.com gives you two great options for free. Train for the in-demand caregiver workforce as a CDCP, Certified Direct Care Professional, or become a CNA, Certified Nurse Aide. All training is free. Plus, you can earn a $500 bonus. Learn more. Visit WISCaregiver.com.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, wgbw.fm.
The Packers making changes on their coaching staff. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports. ESPN reporting the Packers plan to hire DeMarcus Covington as their next defensive line coach. Covington was the Patriots defensive coordinator last year. He was hired by Bill Belichick and was New England's defensive line coach when they won their most recent Super Bowl 5 years ago. But the Packers are losing linebackers coach Anthony Campanelli. After just 1 year in Green Bay, Campanelli is 42. He grew up in New Jersey playing linebacker at Rutgers.
I started out as a high school coach. I grew up around high school football, you know, my father and my brothers and everything. So that's really where my background is.
College basketball. The Badgers hope to bounce back after losing at Maryland. Wisconsin will be at Northwestern tomorrow. Tip-off time, 1 o'clock. Number 9th ranked Marquette at home in Milwaukee against UConn tomorrow night. Game time, 7 p.m. The Bucks road trip continues tonight in San Antonio against the Spurs. Damian Lillard named to the All-Star team. He'll be joining Giannis as a reserve. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Well, the murder weapon was never recovered, and there were no eyewitnesses, but most people still think O.J. did it, including O.J. According to Simpson's doctor, Simpson took the truth to his grave. Why is there yet another docuseries about this horribly tragic true crime story? Because obviously people can't get enough of it. American Manhunt, O.J. Simpson, is a new four-part docuseries featuring interviews with police, lawyers who were on the case, Simpson's agent, and Ron Goldman's sister, Kim. American Manhunt is available on Netflix. Speaking of Netflix, as we often do, when launching a new talk show, it's important to somehow make it unique and give it an identity separate from other talk shows. Comedian John Mulaney will host a talker on the streamer that has been the home to many of his stand-up comedy specials. Not many details have been released, and that is on purpose, according to Mulaney, who says this was the perfect match because he never wanted to do a talk show, and Netflix was getting out of the talk show game. I'm officially curious. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Bormans. No record warmth today, mostly sunny skies, cooler with a high near 37, a bit breezy as well. Partly cloudy tonight with a low around 19. Mostly cloudy on Saturday, highs in the low 30s, and you'll still notice the breeze. Right now, it's 26 degrees.
Dom Salvia.
Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice Brian Hagedorn recuses from the Act 10 case. Also, Wisconsin GOP lawmakers seek to require public schools to display "In God We Trust." Will that stop school shootings?
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning! Happy Friday to you. A little cooler.
Hang on. Yeah. Is it the last of July? Is it the first of?
It is. No, taxes are due today.
Oh, it's the okay. They yeah. are?
Property taxes.
Oh.
Today. But
I don't believe in them.
Pamakamatazi, remember those guys? Well, we don't do that.
I told you my brother played baseball against him, Wickstrom. I can't remember his first name, but he's a really good baseball player for Munising up in the UP.
Yeah.
And I got newspaper articles where my brother and him were dueled at this pitching duel, a one-hitter versus a two-hitter against, I can't remember his first name, Wickstrom from the Munising Mustangs. And then he started up the Posse Comitatus.
Really?
Yeah.
Those? Well, I mean, I remember that when I was younger. It was all over the news. What
first,
was
they it? Just, the day I moved to Green Bay.
Right, I was going to say, that was a while ago.
Was the biggest story, and I went into the newsroom that day, and everybody screamed. The biggest story was the Posse Comitatus that day in like Shawano-ish?
It was Shawano.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, maybe
I
right
never up, quite understood it, to be honest with
well,
you.
Well, they were like...
I thought it was Tigerton or something like that.
Or that area, Shawano right? County.
Yeah. Yeah. Shawano County. That's yep. what it was. Yeah. Shawano County. But they were like just anti, they're their own like nation, right? Country.
They
didn't pay taxes. I know that. That was one of their biggest.
They didn't?
No, they didn't want to pay taxes. Well, you don't have a choice.
Okay.
They found that unconstitutional.
Okay.
You know, that one of those guys.
Yeah.
Are they still around?
Not that I know of. I mean, I haven't heard of them in years. But in 1984, that was the big story.
Yeah.
I mean, like, newscasts
think about
led
that,
with
84.
This on a
that
regular
was 40
basis.
Years ago.
God, that doesn't seem like...
That was 40... I remember that.
Oh, I
when
do, too.
When we were out of college, I guess we'd study that.
Oh, I do,
that.
Too. Yeah.
Took an interest in it.
I know of some report... Well, I knew of some camera photographers that carried guns under their seat of their car. Yeah.
Yeah, I think they wanted to take over... I don't really remember that 40 years ago, but... They didn't want to pay taxes.
Well, I don't either, though.
That's what I'm saying. You can go join them.
Or start a whole new thing.
Yeah. I hate taxes.
Well, the property taxes are getting... They're expensive. I mean, it does...
They're ridiculous.
I mean, yeah, they're high. And I talked to a guy who's in here. Oh, no, my doctor. I was talking to him, and he was complaining about his tax bill. He lives out by UWGB.
Okay.
Those taxes are high. And I'm like, that conversation should have happened 5 years ago. I have nothing to do with that. But he had his older person come over, and I don't know. It's just, you kind of like you have to do it. Maybe we need to do what the national government is doing and bringing that. Is that GOGE? What's that called? The government efficiency acronym that Elon Musk is in charge of? What is it?
I don't know. I honestly don't know.
They set up a whole new division for him and...
efficiency something?
Yeah, that's the E.
Okay.
It's efficiency. But anyway, And he's going to look at stuff. So
so they create more government to look at what government to get rid of. What that reminds me of.
Create a government agency to look at waste of government.
A consultant.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
Consultants can kiss my fat Italian butt. I'll tell you that right now. Any consultants out there, especially radio ones, tell you what you can do.
So, but today is...
Can I get wound up and just get started on that for about 20 minutes?
Today is the 31st of January, and... Your taxes are, let's say they're $6,000. You have to pay $3,000 today.
And where does it go?
Well, you write the check to the city, but a big part of it goes to the schools. So, anyway, those are due today. And as people used to ask me for the time I was over at City Hall, they have to be postmarked today. You don't have to get in a line and wait in line and pay your taxes down at the clerk's office. As long as it's postmarked today. You know what? I want a caveat in there. That's the way it was when I was mayor. If they change it so it has to be received by today, I don't think so. I think it has to be postmarked by today. So anyway.
Parking tickets are also $7 when you're a mayor.
Eight.
Just saying.
Do you know Nikki got one the other day?
Yeah, I know.
Did
from the remote?
She?
Yeah. He walked outside right after that remote and they set a ticket.
If I was mayor, you know what I would do with tickets wise? I mean, I'm not even joking about this. Everything is so computerized now. You can punch in somebody's license number and you know if they've got a ticket. First one, a warning.
Wouldn't that be
second
nice?
Second one,
thanks for
$5. Third one,
now that's
$10.
A great idea.
Fourth one, $20. Fifth one, $50.
Sixth one, the boot.
Absolutely.
Wouldn't
that be a great way to, all you got to do is punch in their computer. They can see how many they've got.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
But think about this.
Well, because common sense, and there's not a lot of common sense in,
we talked about when I was there about a warning.
Right.
Thanks for visiting our downtown. You know, your meter's expired. But
when I was at the Heights the other day after the show, I went back there and she said, you can't believe how many times people have to like run out of there and they get it. People come. They try to encourage people to come to downtown Green Bay and you're constantly on whatever. Because I'm going to get a $22 ticket or a $34 ticket for trying to come down and have a nice lunch with my daughter or whatever. Yeah. It's horrific what the city of Green Bay does to people. I've never seen city management do more to discourage advocating and helping our local downtown businesses. I've never seen a hierarchy of a city do more to penalize people for coming downtown, for a struggling downtown to try to make it something special. I've never seen a city do more to discourage it.
And there is parking. That's the other thing. I told you that parking was put in because you come down and it's just, these guys have been here all day and I can't find a place to park.
And I understand I told you that whole thing. I understand
that. No, that's not what it is now, though.
Right. I know.
I really like that idea of going up $5, $10, $15.
Exactly. The only problem is like somebody like me, I've been nailed so much, I'd have the boot on my car right now.
Yeah, maybe.
You know? Well, but we'll, that's a really good idea.
No. That's why I'm running for mayor.
I know where we can find some vests.
Yeah.
Wow. Whole closet
but of them. I think everybody has a parking utility, Madison. All cities do. I think ours is just more tenacious.
Yeah.
And because it's the same amount of people with a whole lot less cars, right?
And it's, you know what? Here's the deal, though. It's innocent people. It's just people coming down to have lunch.
Right.
It's not drunk driving. It's not whatever, whatever. It's just innocent people being penalized, just pounded. I don't understand it.
Did I send you that picture? I left. We were here till 10:30 because we had a meeting after. And, you can just tell they come by every, it was 10:17, so that's 2 hours and 15 minutes. You can tell they test it every hour because the guy had two tickets on his window.
Yeah. I know.
And then
it's unbelievable. It's mind-boggling.
Is that the picture you took?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I saw him when he left. I was going to talk to him when he left, but he kind of drove away a little fast. Because I was at the Northland, and then I looked down, and he's getting in his car.
I don't get it. I've never seen anything like it. Go talk to local businesses up and down Washington Street and see what they say. It's just ridiculous.
I think you
it's
have
stupid.
To have a parking
it's really
utility.
Stupid.
But I think I would expand their scope of responsibility or something because every hour on the hour or whatever. Anyway,
it's unbelievable. Ignorant.
And if you were with the Pasta Kamikaze, you wouldn't pay those.
Damn right.
So another reason to join. No property taxes.
If you're from out of state, you get a parking ticket here. There's nothing they can do about it, right?
Well, really, there's not, because when you go in to register your car again,
they're not going to. Because I've still got unpaid speeding tickets in Indiana.
I got letters. I had
my little bonfire. It's like I took it and I held it up and burnt it. The last notice I got from the state of Indiana coming after me. Bleep you, Indiana.
I got a ticket hanging over my head in Pennsylvania. It's all east.
So here's what I would do. I would be willing to give people old license plates from, like, Michigan, okay? Put them on their car, you know, like, have, like, magnetic things. So you just, when you park down here, have a Michigan plate, get the ticket, rip it up, and just drop it on the ground.
Oh, man, you are full of ideas. That's...
I know.
Come here, rent the plate for $5.
Yep.
Could keep it all day, right?
Yep.
Get a ticket.
Have the magnetic things.
Yep.
Get the ticket and just throw it away. Rip it up and drop it on the street.
Wow.
There's your moneymaker for the draft.
I have a ticket hanging over my head. It's in Massachusetts, not Pennsylvania. It's Massachusetts. Right. And I'll tell you how I got it. I'm driving behind this guy, and he is going slow.
Jim. No. Listen to me. You can spin that yarn to thousands of people. You can't spin that yard with somebody that has sat next to you.
Well,
with somebody that you, and then tell the police that it was a drunk driver weaving all over you trying to get away from him.
Boy,
and it was a soccer mom in a van. True or false?
I don't know if she played soccer or her kids played soccer, but the rest of it's pretty true. So I'm following this guy, and, you know, maybe he was going the speed limit, and that's really not
enough.
That's right. I mean, really, everybody drives more than the speed limit. Then I'm following this guy. You know, out in Massachusetts, they have a lot of that. Like, we're on, right? Two-lane roads. It's not four lanes.
Oh, okay.
So I couldn't pass the guy. I don't know. And I'll tell you, this is the good part of it. I waited for so I kept, you know, flashing my lights, you know, beeping the horn, you know, because he was going so slow. And then I just pulled out the passenger and I pulled back in, and he takes, like, one of those Kojak lights, puts it on the dash, and pulled me over. It was a cop. It was a detective. And he didn't know how to write the ticket. He's all like...
Can they do that?
Yeah, he wrote me a ticket for...
I mean, a detective? Not a regular cop?
No, he...
I'm surprised.
Well, I don't know, John. I never paid it. But, But he was really upset with me. He could have just scolded me, but instead he wrote me this ticket, and I'm asking him questions about when did I go to court? And so he just wanted to make sure he gave me a ticket because he didn't like how I was kind of like, what's the word, aggressively driving behind him.
Well, okay, let me just say this, though, too.
I should have done that.
When I got the license... We're in Indianapolis, where everybody's going like 90 or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're just in the flow of traffic. We were in the Channel 5 live van. Wisconsin.
Oh, wow.
I guarantee you, we got ID'd for that. Yeah, no question. Yeah.
And I was, no, that.
Look at Sarah. Ohio gave me a warrant for unpaid speeding ticket. I finally paid the ticket, then drove through Ohio. I got pulled over and got another ticket.
Wow. Hey, good thing, though.
Speaking of tickets, Terry says I got my Bob Dylan tickets. I am pumped. I didn't know they're on sale already.
They are.
Damn it.
They are.
Are they sold out already?
I think today was the day they went on sale, I think.
That's what I mean. How do you get them already?
Well,
6 a.m. Are you going to that?
I would go.
Would you?
Oh, in a heartbeat. Because you know why?
He's been here before.
You know, it's the same thing as going to a funeral. And I don't mean, okay, I've never regretted going to a funeral.
Yeah.
I've regretted not going to a funeral. I've never regretted going to a concert. I've regretted not going to concerts.
Yeah. I've seen him, and it's going to be the same show, but yeah. Well, that'd be great. I think I'm going to go to that river dance.
I went to that at the Wagner that time. My daughter and I went.
Yeah.
It gets a little old. It's one of those things you could leave at intermission.
I was just going to say a couple of songs.
Did you see them clog? Yeah, I know. You're right.
It's kind of like have you ever been to a blues concert?
Yeah.
Where it's like, after the third one, it's like, pretty much.
I can predict the next song.
Yeah,
that's a good point. That's an intermission.
Or polka. Yeah. I know another one. I got up here. Tour polka.
Intermission accent.
Let's get out there, Margie.
That's true.
Get the old man out there. Mind of the mayor, back up. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Valentine's Day is coming up, and I'm telling you, she doesn't want flowers, she wants plants. This is your new Wisco 411. I'm Amanda Nimmer, and I am strongly recommending that you sign yourself and your special someone up for a Hart Hoya Valentine's Day class at the Plant People on February 8th at 11 a.m. Why? Because flowers die, and as long as you try a little bit, plants don't. So what are you waiting for? Sign up. Go to WGBW.FM and click events to learn more.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government buy-in for the people. Last April, federal cybersecurity agency CISA issued warnings to election officials on how to combat a Russian online scheme to mislead American voters in the 2024 election. CISA is now under attack by its own administration. The Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency Act was signed by President Donald Trump in 2018, with part of its mission to protect election systems. It played a vital role in hardening state and local computer systems prior to the 2024 election, supporting state election officials, and monitoring hacking and disinformation campaigns perpetrated by Russia, China, Iran, and North Korea. After the 2020 election, it refuted Trump's false claims that the 2020 election was manipulated. Trump fired its director, and CISA was targeted by Project 2025 for a dramatic overhaul, with some conservatives calling for the agency's elimination. Just before inauguration, President Biden issued an executive order requiring new CISA cybersecurity standards be implemented, but Trump immediately revoked it January 20th. CISA's highly qualified director, Jen Easterly, resigned on Inauguration Day. New Secretary of Homeland Security, Kristi Noem, said in her confirmation hearing, CISA had strayed from its mission by monitoring disinformation. As governor of South Dakota, she refused federal funding to harden cyber systems, calling it wasteful spending. We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Maggie Dawn Show.
All right.
Okay, we got Widener pre-sale was yesterday for the Dylan tickets. Another ticket sale today at 10.
Okay.
All there right. You go. I'm going to try to grab a couple.
Jump on that.
Yeah.
That'll no be question. Fun. That'll be fun.
Now, you don't have to do it online, so you probably need Nikki's help on that.
Yeah, we have to have...
Working on that here. There,
someone stay. Someone's got to stay past
no.
9.
Just looking right in the camera and doing his hair.
Yeah, why is your hair so... You didn't take a shower today. You got a plate?
I took a shower. What's wrong with my hair?
It's not curly. Did you curl your hair, John?
Okay. Ticket sales at 10. Be online for that.
All right. Anyway.
I'm a little sensitive about my hair some days, Jim. Okay.
Yep,
I don't see a problem with it. Why are you fixing it, though?
I'm receding so bad.
Oh, that's okay. You're combing it down instead of back. All right. Well, let's see. There was something.
Different,
I didn't know
right?
exactly. Yep. There was something different. Yep. And I thought, maybe he didn't. Okay.
But we all have that. And I don't think it looks bad.
John, that is true. And you have a receding hairline. Is your brother bald?
No.
Well, that's something to look forward to then. That's good.
No, but you know what? Here, okay. So there's that picture I showed about when we were rabbit hunting.
Right.
Remember that? And then my brother's, and he was only probably mid-20s, and you can really see, and now I'm getting that way with my receding aspect of
all
my
right.
hair.
Okay.
And it's like, I'm not used to that. I've always been, whatever.
Kind of proud of it, right?
Well, you know, not when I was younger. I had terrible hair when I was younger. Like I said, you know, I was in that in-between state. I think this helped shape me as a person in a bad way.
Okay.
I was in that in-between era. Where all my older brothers and everybody used Vitalis.
Yeah.
Okay? So you use Vitalis, your hair's under control. Okay? So then Vitalis, remember the old Wet Head is Dead slogan? That was a great campaign.
That
Wet Head is Dead.
That's like a Where's the Beef? Some of those things just really, really work.
Yep. And it sounds so simple,
no,
but simplicity is the magic of advertising.
Yeah, I just want to say, can you imagine those meetings where you're just throwing it all to the wall and somebody says something like that and they're like, I think this meeting's over.
And it's like, boom, done.
Right.
Because you know it right away. It's not what do you think about that? No,
right.
It's just, nope, done.
But how about the people that went with My McDonald's? Do you remember that?
Didn't work.
I don't think it worked. Neither did they.
No.
And that was a huge contract for them.
Well, think about when Coca-Cola decided to change
new
their...
new Coke?
Remember?
Yeah.
I think that's the worst thing.
It's got to be.
Like,
no,
ever.
I think the worst thing was that Bud Light. Remember they were giving Bud Light away? I don't know. There was a commercial. I don't. Bud Light, didn't they use either? Bud Light had a bad campaign too that they lost some business.
Well, right, that was with the transgender thing.
Oh, that's what that was.
Yeah.
Okay.
But Coke changed their commercial.
But as far as actual slogans and stuff.
Right.
But that Coke thing, I mean, you know what you don't realize? It's like somebody like seems like a normal person. And I had this friend, good friend of mine. He wrote like 20 letters to Coke. It was like, it like messed him up mentally because he was so devoted to his Coke and that taste. I mean, it's weird how people get so, you know, daily fixed thing, with some things
that they're counting on. But that Where's the Beef was a big
phenomenal.
One. I wonder, and I just remember Walter Mondale in the debate.
Well, Reagan used it, didn't he?
Did Reagan use it or you know, that was that.
Well, Walter, I just have to say one thing, and this is what Honey told me last night. Ask him with his budget, where's the beef, Walter?
That got, oh, man. Yeah, that.
Although, you know what I think is the greatest lines in political debates?
Kennedy?
What was Kennedy?
No, you
know. Oh, yeah. I know John. I knew John Kennedy.
And he didn't.
John Kennedy was a friend of mine. Yeah, he wasn't. You, sir, are no John Kennedy. But the other one, that was great, but the other one was Reagan. Was there Bush or Reagan? I thought it was Reagan against whomever he ran against one time. And he said, I don't want to make age a factor in this. And I vowed that I won't make it a factor for your youth and inexperience. Remember that one?
Yeah.
That was a good
one too. Yeah.
Oh, it says Walter Mondale used Where's the Beef? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that was the only laugh Walter Mondale got.
Ever got his life. He had a hot daughter, though.
Oh.
She was dating some of the Washington Redskins.
Oh.
Yeah.
All at the same time.
But I told you, Susan Ford was exactly my age. We're like 20 days apart in age. And I always thought she held her high school prom, same time I had my prom, in the White House. And I always thought if there was a way I could meet Susan Ford.
You'd totally be in.
Yeah.
Totally be in.
Well, if my hair was better.
Yeah.
I said, bad hair of hair.
Anyway, Walter Mondale, I don't know what his daughter's doing, but his son, who I know a little bit, not a lot of it, very little bit, runs the stadium where the Vikings play.
Walter Mondale's?
Son.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And it's kind of cool. I was talking to him about that.
Is he from Minnesota? The Mondales?
Well, he was the governor. I mean, the senator.
Oh.
But his son, like, runs not just the schedules, the whole thing out. They do a lot in that stadium, unlike us.
Yeah.
They have a ton of stuff going on. So I was talking to him about that and just different activities they have. And yeah, he's a super, super nice guy. That's what his son's doing now. So,
hey, I had a couple of people tell me they loved hearing the Vikings getting beat in the last second with Nathan Poole.
Right. And you know what? So we talk about music brings you back to a good time.
Yeah.
That brings you back to a
that
good
play.
Time. Right.
My God.
It's like the good old days.
You know, Donald Driver's book, he even talked about that.
20 years ago.
Where guys, they didn't know what was going on. You know, why the stadium was going insane.
Right.
They didn't know what was going on.
Nothing's going on in the field and people are going crazy.
I'm not even joking. I was there for the NFC Championship game. I was there for the Sterling Sharp, you know, over the line, whatever. That would be, honest, no lie, the Sterling Sharp, Don Majkowski's Sterling Sharp, the fourth down thing was the biggest. The loudest I ever heard Lambeau Field when they reversed, or when they said, you know, touchdown. But the Vikings losing that game was the second loudest I've ever heard Lambeau Field.
And for me, probably the loudest, right?
Yeah.
See that,
the Bears game.
Right, yeah. But I don't think, you know, I got to be honest with you, that call was from, who did the call on
Paul Allen.
Right.
He's legendary, their play-by-play, just legendary.
You know what? I never heard that.
That segment?
I would never. Why would I hear that? You know,
I mean, me and Nick played it incessantly. I think going into every break for like a month, we played that. That was our bumper music. No!
Yeah.
No!
That was awesome. But like I said, we were talking about that yesterday and how that brings you back to, I don't know if those were good times back then. I don't remember 2003, 4, whatever it was, but boy, it was nice to hear that.
That announcer, though. He had two of them where he had meltdowns on the air. I'll try to find the other one. It's when Favre threw the interception in that Saints game that prevented them from going to the championship or the suit, whatever it was. No! I remember he goes, the This is the NFC Championship. We're not playing Detroit. I got to find that one. Don't play that. Same guy. Just pain in his voice. We're going to start a quick break. Lisa Hale coming up. Mark Houston, Gizmo, Shannon Cohen, Jukebox Barbershop Quartet. Can't wait.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
No matter the technology, every farm in Wisconsin is generating some kind of data. I'm PM Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a finally Friday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. And farms need to be aware of where that data is going and how it's being used. That's the word from John Gozer. He's the director of animal nutrition research and innovation at Rock River Laboratories. He says farmers need to ask some hard questions about where their data is being used and if there's any money involved.
Yeah, the value exchange, I'll say it has opportunities to be better in terms of the value proposition back to dairy producers. That was one point that John Jacobs made on the panel just a few minutes ago, was encouraging producers that are asked for data to in turn ask what kind of value is going to be coming back my direction, either in terms of perhaps money and compensation or learning. You know, what kind of insights did we derive from the data and information I've provided that could make my business better?
John Gozer with Rock River Laboratories. Again, he says it's not just about dairy farms, it's about all farms. If you're generating data that somebody else has access to, where is the value? Markets in overnight electronic trade this morning, not much value. We're losing ground on everything in Chicago. Numbers are next.
Giving back, it's at the heart of the Wisconsin farmer, and it starts with supporting the backbones of our community. That's why the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board invests in soy foam for our firefighters. Soy foam TF1122 is the first and only firefighting foam green screen certified at the gold level. As a PFAS-free firefighting foam, it's safe for you and the environment. A safe future for your community. Thanks to your soy checkoff. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
Veltima fungicide out-yields the competition by an average of 7 bushels per acre. But you've never been average. The only competition that really matters is you versus you. And with the performance of Veltima fungicide from BASF, you can take your best results even further. Beat your own record. Get every bushel you deserve. And make this your best season yet with Veltima fungicide from BASF. Always read and follow label directions.
Well, yesterday in Chicago, the barrel cheese stood still at 186.5. 40-pound block cheese, that was up a half at 193.5, while AA butter dropped a penny to 245 a pound. The February Class 3 milk that goes into cheese this morning, down 37 cents at 20.05. March is down 36 at 19.62. The December new crop corn currently 4 cents lower at 4.60. November beans are down 2, 10.51. July wheat currently down a nickel at 586 a bushel. Just a quick snapshot on where the numbers stand. Rolling into a Friday trade session, I am Farm Director Pam Yonke.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. No record warmth today, mostly sunny skies, cooler with a high near 37, a bit breezy as well. Partly cloudy tonight with a low around 19. Mostly cloudy on Saturday, highs in the low 30s, and you'll still notice the breeze. Right now, it's 26 degrees.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Where are you at with dome stadiums?
Oh, love them. Snow games are awesome, but it's also a risk of injuries and everything.
Give me a dome anytime. I don't want to see elite athletes running on snow like it's me playing out there and tripping and slipping. I want to watch those guys run. I want the receivers to run and catch their passes. I want to see great athletes being great athletes.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted.
A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Earl Ingram.
On the next show, we'll discuss with Sandy Williams of the direction of our nation under President Donald Trump, talk with Bob Amsterdam about the Ukrainian Orthodox Church.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings at 9.
For WGBW and WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. When it's dry and windy, the risk of wildfires increases. And while January may not be peak wildfire season in Wisconsin, a line starting at the top of Door County and the northern edge of Brown County, all the way across the state and then southward towards the Illinois border, has been classified as a moderate fire risk by the DNR. Usually the ground would be covered in snow, but warmer days and the second driest January on record make conditions prime for a spark from a motor or a cigarette to cause a fire. There have been several fires this week in northeast Wisconsin. 12 acres burned in Suamico. A grass fire between Highway 172 and Interstate 41 was caused by a motor vehicle accident. And there was a brush fire in Calumet County on Wednesday morning. The record-breaking temperatures throughout northeast Wisconsin yesterday will have no effect on several activities planned on Lake Winnebago this weekend. The Otter Street Fishery at Miller's Bay will go on as planned Saturday, and the Wisconsin Stern Searing Association Regatta is on this weekend in Fond du Lac. Organizers are reminding people, however, to be aware of changing ice conditions, and remember, no ice is ever 100% safe. Menasha police arrested a 17-year-old boy armed with a handgun Thursday afternoon. The police were called to Baldwin Street just after noon when a homeowner reported a verbal confrontation with an armed man. When officers arrived, they tried to make contact with a boy matching the description. That boy ran and was seen carrying a gun. After a foot pursuit, police located him. He refused to comply with verbal commands, and he was tased. Several charges will be referred to the DA. No one was injured. I'm Lisa Hale for WGBW and WISS News. For news anytime, visit civicmedia.us.
Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store and text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here, 97.9 FM, WGBW 98.3 and 96.5 FM, WISS, and of course the Civic Media app and AM 1590 and 1100. Coming your way up and down the 41 corridor from Green Bay all the way to Oshkosh and points in between. Today is Hot Chocolate Day.
Good hot chocolate.
That's a good, you know, at high school football games, sometimes I'll get a hot chocolate.
Yeah.
And you get the good, you can tell if it's just water with a little bit of flavoring put in versus real rich, delicious milk hot chocolate.
Yep. That's what it does, though. Hot chocolate and water, hot chocolate with a little milk and gives it that density. Yeah, I agree with good hot chocolate day.
Good hot chocolate day. Yes. Fun at work day. You know what? One of the greatest things. Going back to the chocolate thing. One of the greatest scientific announcements ever made was when they said chocolate milk is good for you.
Right, because that was always
Have you seen the Nate Bargatze thing on that?
No.
He's like, so I bought a bottle of chocolate milk, and my wife's like, why'd you buy that? And he's like, well, because it's really good. I was reading for after you work out. She's like, you don't work out. But if I did, it's a whole thing in trying to explain why he bought chocolate milk.
But if they did.
But yeah. It's the greatest taste. I love chocolate milk. Nikki gave me some the other day for, like, I think it was Lamers.
Yes, it was.
In that big
glass.
Oh.
In the glass. Wow.
Man, is that good.
I bet.
That is so good. Like I said, last meal I ever want, chocolate milk out of a glass bottle.
Okay.
Tomato soup.
Oh, yeah.
Grilled cheese sandwich.
Yeah, that won't be too expensive. Okay.
That some actually those, sounds good.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I mean, they kind of throttled back a little bit on those last meals, although we don't kill as many people.
Yeah, I noticed.
You can't, did you notice that?
You can't order whatever you want.
They used
anymore.
To run up the tab, right?
Yeah.
Lobsters and all that.
Yeah.
I think they
won't
menu
do it anymore.
Now, right?
Yeah, and that's it.
So I think yours would qualify, though. That's not very much.
Do you know what I was reading that most guys order?
Pizza?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pizza.
I saw that.
Is their yeah, that's what they all want for their last meal.
That's.
I would do that. I mean, a good pizza. But how bad would it be if it was like a bad pizza? You know, sometimes you carry that first bite.
Soggy.
It's like, this is not the crust I remember.
Yeah. Yep.
Keep sending it back to prolong your life. I don't like it. Send it back. Send it back. And then the governor calls. Oh, let him. We'll pardon him.
Yeah.
Anyway. All right.
Tina says, can't forget about peppermint for your hot chocolate.
True.
A little peppermint schnapps is always good in hot chocolate.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
That's something you don't hear much about anymore is schnapps. That used to be like such a big thing, wasn't it?
But wasn't that like up there with like Boone's Farm? When you were a kid, didn't you drink?
Well, yeah.
Right? That that's I don't know.
That was your introduction into doing some shots.
That was what's the term I used the other day with our dispensary guys?
The gateway.
The gateway. That's the gateway. And then blackberry brandy. Did you do that when you kids?
Oh, I threw up on that.
Yep. Cold 45.
I thought it was a good night when my date on New Year's Eve threw up in my dad's car.
Wow.
A blackberry brandy. That was a pleasant time. Pulling over at a snowbank and taking snow and trying to clean out the floor with that.
What did dad say about that?
You know what I did? I accidentally left the windows open that night. You know what I mean?
And some guy put his head in and puked? What do you mean?
Well, for the smell.
Yeah.
To go away.
But what did your dad say? Did
he never said anything.
Oh, okay.
He never said anything.
Wow.
He never said anything.
Good job cleaning
it up. I think one of the things I did, I replaced the floor mat.
Yeah.
I took like a back seat one and put it there and put the other one upside down.
Good idea.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, you were thinking back then. All right.
Had to be on your toes. Yeah. Fun at work day. All right. Brussels sprouts day. I like them in like an old fashioned, a pickled Brussels sprout.
Oh yeah, I don't. I think that's not what they're talking about.
Aren't they?
Well, Brussels sprouts. In general, right?
Don't you order at Poke the Bear? Right, that restaurant.
I haven't been there.
That's one of their what do you call that? A featured.
But I want to go there to take my prom pictures.
Featured appetizers. We get those all the time.
Brussels sprouts?
Oh, all the time. And the other place that has good Brussels sprouts, it really is that restaurant.
I just got to say, I got to remember this. When I was a bouncer, we always knew that if you ordered schnapps, there's a really good chance you were losing your ID. Good
that
call.
Is true.
Yeah.
You order them as appetizers, and they're like fried, some bacon in there. They're very good. Mm. Yeah. Right?
A little balsamic sometimes
right.
I've literally never had that.
That's really good.
That is, if you go to the appetizers, it's all this fried food, but cheese curds, which are great. But Brussels sprouts are on quite a few menus.
Huh.
You should order some.
Where did we taste really good balsamic vinegar the other day? Where were we? And they gave it to us in those little cups.
I'm with you.
Was that us?
I don't
remember.
You're
right about what was the line before that?
They had some olive oil. What am I thinking of here? Where did I go?
Let's go back to the I'm losing my mind.
All right.
That sounds like an Italian place where you.
Where were we?
No, I wasn't with you.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Positive.
I haven't had the oil and vinegar dipped in stuff with you. No, it wasn't me. So somebody else.
Wow. Zebra Day, I think they're overrated. Don't you?
Are zebras?
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
A little overrated.
No, isn't it? Are zebras black? Like, but then there's something about a zebra, if it didn't have its white, if they're white, and I don't know, forget it. Let's move on.
I'm not bringing race into this. Scotch Tape Day, Inspire Your Heart with Art Day. Okay.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
You know what's sad? I was so terrible in art. I found an old report card from like the fourth grade. Okay. And I got a C in art. Who gives somebody a C in art?
That's not right.
Wow.
No.
That's a bad teacher.
Because you, whatever you're
Did
doing.
Did you try?
Of course.
Well, see, yeah. And
I mean, whatever you're doing, that's as good as you can do.
But that's your creativity, too.
Right.
It's not like.
Don't judge me on this kid that becomes an artist.
Right.
Don't grade by the curve.
Well, that kid
how hard did the kid try? Little Johnny tried his hardest.
Right. That guy, though, became an artist.
There it is. TV Channel 5 Live. That's where we had the vinegar, Lisa and I, the other day.
Oh.
Had a lady on with all this unbelievably delicious olive oils and stuff like that, balsamic.
Oh.
It was phenomenal.
Thanks, William. William texted.
William, thank you very much for that. I thought I was going nuts here. Happy birthday, Justin Timberlake. He's 44. His wife, Jessica Biel.
Yep.
Okay. Was born in Ely, Minnesota.
Okay.
It's where I played my first football game when I went to school up there.
Oh.
September 5th, 1975. Snowstorm. September 5th. Blizzard. September 5th.
He wasn't even
Ely,
born
Minnesota.
Then.
Huh?
He wasn't even born. He was born in 81, right?
I don't know. Tyler Hubbard is 37. Who's
Country
Tyler?
Star.
Country Star. Okay. Yep. I was thinking Elrod Hubbard. Remember Elrod Hubbard, those commercials?
No.
Don't you remember? Elrod Hubbard. The end is near. Don't you remember Elrod Hubbard?
No.
Oh, yeah. He was a big doomsday guy and all this. Elrod Hubbard. You don't remember that?
No.
He had a big radio show? No. Might have been on right after Paul Harvey. You don't remember that? Good day. Minnie Driver is 54. She was great in the one with the two guys from Boston. Matt Damon and Ben Affleck.
Yep.
Where he was like this super genius, Robin Williams.
Yep.
Good Will Hunting.
Yep.
She was great in that. Right. Yep. Yeah. Good movie. I like that movie. Yeah. Got this. If Johnny has settled on what he wants as a last meal, he better start consuming that each time he eats since he's up against the clock.
No. Thank you, doctor.
All right. But once again, I got 80% chance of going 5 years.
And where did that come from again?
The nurse or whatever she was.
Yeah, I remember she gave him his life expectancy.
Remember I was really embarrassed because she put it on my toe and my toenails were grotesque.
Right, right.
I'm going to clip them today.
Yeah, you should. Okay. I went to the doctor the other
Cowboy day. Cowboy Dave says Elrod Hubbard started Scientology. Thank you, Cowboy Dave.
I didn't watch that.
Elrod Hubbard?
No.
All right.
I didn't.
I want to let people know, coming up on Monday and all week next week, they're going to have a chance to win tickets to see Sebastian Maniscalco at the Rest Center. He's going to be there on Saturday the 15th. This guy is really funny, but all week next week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday, you guys are going to give away a pair with Laughter at 21 After. 7:21 and 8:21 in the morning, we'll play a clip from him. When people hear that, they can call in to win a pair of tickets. And I've got a clip from him.
Is that today?
We're going to start Monday.
Oh, Monday.
We're going to start Monday.
Is it 21 After every hour?
Yeah, 7:20 and 8:20.
Oh, 7:20 and 8:20.
Yep. Okay.
So here's a real quick clip of him. He's talking about his neighbors, and I thought both John and I would appreciate this one.
Halloween brings out the neighbors, though, man. My neighbors come out. You know, I'm friendly, but I'm not neighborly. I don't come out of my house and wave if I see the guy across the street. You know, you see a lot of people. Hey! Hi, Frank! How's it going? Oh, lawn looks good. Looks good. That ain't me. I come out of my house, head down, hop in the car. Gone. Gone. This woman across the street, God, she's always in our business. I can't stand her. She was coming over. I saw her through the window. I said, look at this. Here she come. Here she come. She comes over. She's like, I noticed you're not part of the Teal Pumpkin program. I said, what's that? Well, you paint a pumpkin teal green, and that signifies that your home hands out non-food items. So we are handing out spider rings, necklaces, notepads. I said, get the fuck off my porch.
So he's going to be at the Rush Center on the 15th. You can get tickets by going to their website.
I would go see him. That sounds great.
I got a pair of tickets for you guys.
Wow. That sounds great. Looking forward to that.
21 After all week?
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday. We'll be doing that at 7:21 and 8:21. We'll give away a pair of tickets and play some of his audio. Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah. Well, that's going to be fun.
Does Anchorman start tomorrow at the Meyer?
I think it is tomorrow.
I got to go see that. Are they always all sold out?
No. You'll be all right.
You'll be okay.
Frank's thing? I thought they all sell out. No?
No, I think, well, you get a call. I'm sure some of the shows sell out, but I think he even has a matinee in there.
All right.
But you get that. And then the other thing
Nikki said she's going with me, so I don't have to sit there alone.
And that Jeff Allen's, the comedian's coming tomorrow night. Remember we had him
on? Oh, that's right.
That's tomorrow at the Cup of Joy. There's shows at 4 and 7. So, yeah, that's February 1st is tomorrow.
That's really popular when he comes back, isn't it? That Cup of Joy. I didn't realize that place was so big.
Right?
Holy cow. I didn't realize they held that many people.
Well there's two different theaters, but we're going. I'm taking, you know, I think 12 people we're going with. So that's going to be fun.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't think you had 12 people you wanted to hang out with.
No, I'm driving. It's people from the community shelter.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah. No, I'm just.
That's cool.
I'm driving the van.
Oh, God. They'll get there on time.
And then Donna's taking the other one.
So, hey, yeah. Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
Okay, so, very cool. Once again, we got Lisa Hale coming up talking about new Wisco weekend. We got Mark Houston, Bell in Sports Medicine. Got lots to talk about with him. We got Gizmo talking about the theater shows and magic coming up.
Fun.
Shannon Cohen, NEW Community Shelter, talk about the soup. Herbal.
Right.
And Jukebox Barbershop Quartet with your brother.
That's right.
That's going to be phenomenal.
That's going to be fun.
Brought to you by the Heights Pub and Parlor Music Series with Dennis Peters from the Glamp.
From DePere to Suamico, 97.9 WGBW.
Jackson Hewitt makes taxes feel like a yacht rock song.
People, please, give me my biggest tax refund, please.
You, me, and a lifetime accuracy guarantee.
And now get $100 just to try Jackson Hewitt. Does your tax person do that?
Say goodbye to that no guarantee tax guy.
Ready to sail through tax season? Go to Jackson Hewitt and you'll be
reeling in the refunds.
Limited time offer for new clients. Participating locations only. Terms at jacksonhewitt.com.
Hey, it's Brian from Heights Pub and Parlor, 217 North Washington Street in Green Bay.
And I'm Ashley. Get your happy hour on every Monday through Thursday, 2 to 6 p.m. with $4 rail mixers and drafts and $3 bottled beers.
Plus, we've upgraded our kitchen. We now use lard in our fryers for healthier, tastier food. Check out our prime Angus burgers, pressed paninis, and our fresh walleye.
Hosting a party? Book our second floor parlor with a third level loft. They're perfect for get-togethers.
Heights Pub and Parlor, online at heightsgb.com or follow us on Facebook.
It's the most competitive sport for all to enjoy, and Milwaukee is even the capital for it. It's bowling, and the oldest bowling alley is in Wisconsin. Holler House is home to the two oldest sanctioned lanes in the U.S. and are still made of the wood installed in 1908. The building on West Lincoln in Milwaukee looks the same. Musicians Joe Walsh and Jack White have thrown a ball down those 115-year-old lanes. Now, can you guess the tradition that continues here to this day? A hot beef sandwich, just 25 cents. The pins still set by people? Swear and you're tossed out. The answer coming up. The fifth and sixth generations run Holler House, so some odd history does remain, like bras hanging from the rafters. The alleys have even been featured in the Wall Street Journal and Sports Illustrated. So what's your guess about the continuing tradition? It's the pins still being set by people. No machines here. These stories make it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on air.
Hey, welcome back. Bye to the mayor here, and a good looking Friday morning, 28 in Green Bay, 32 in Appleton, 29 in Oshkosh. It literally felt a little bit like spring yesterday.
We were talking
about that in the afternoon.
Yeah, that. You know, it took a while to warm up.
Remember but boy, there's that brief little window.
That's like an energy inhale.
It just felt, this is nice.
But
it's like when we come down to Oshkosh and we walk into Lisa Hale's. It's just, this is nice.
I can't believe I'm here.
This is nice. And she has donuts.
Yesterday about
stuff.
The weather.
Hi, Lisa.
Hey, Lisa.
Hi. What was so nice yesterday about the weather is that I got to take a couple of minutes / a half an hour just to sit in the line waiting for the car wash.
Yeah.
To wash my car. And just sitting there and having to not.
I got to tell you something that happened to me at the car wash the other day. Okay.
What?
So I'm sitting in line. It's about four cars behind me. I get up to the thing, put in my thing. My card didn't work.
Oh.
So I had to go back and got to get out of my car. Hey, would you mind? And then like six cars had all like back up. So I had to get out of there.
That's embarrassing.
Oh, wow. That was so embarrassing.
And what did they do?
Well, they did it.
But if you would have been one of the cars behind them, I don't think. Yeah,
I would have. Just like I told you, I was at the store the other day, and the self scanner didn't work. They had like four people over there. I'm standing there with my little bag of apricots, or not apricots, of which might go up like double in price.
Yeah.
The avocados.
Yeah. And eggs are still crazy pricing. That's going
on.
Well,
I got my own chickens.
Okay, there you go.
Hi, Lisa.
You have your own chickens. You do that.
Yeah, I do too.
We just let that stuff slide.
Got them here in my apartment.
Yeah.
Got them up on the roof. You know, some people raise pigeons. I raise chickens on the roof.
You raise chickens. Well,
actually, that is not a bad idea.
Yeah.
No.
Just don't tell anybody.
That is not a bad idea.
Don't tell your landlord.
But chickens, they're not going to hurt anything.
No, they're just going to poop.
Wow. All day.
I mean,
but then you can't you sell that then for fertilizer?
Yes, you can. Fertilizer. Right. Absolutely.
Moneymaker.
This is my new gig. Wow. What's going on, Hush? Gosh, Lisa.
John, you have more new gigs than anyone I have ever met in my life.
Yes. I haven't made any money yet, but I got some ideas. I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I know you've got ideas.
Thank you.
So I've been working with you for almost 2 years. And we talked about this, but he reminds me of that turtle on Mr. Wizard. Remember that?
You said that before.
I have, but have you seen that?
No.
Okay. Todd, every time John comes up with something, you go find it. We got to find that for, because then every time you come up with your idea, I can hit this button and.
One of them's going to work. One of them's going to work. Lisa has faith in me, right, Lisa?
Well, I
of course I do.
Thank you, Lisa.
I think you're very creative, which is the start. I mean, you got to just monetize it.
Check out this text that just came in.
Feeds the chickens his toenails. Yeah. What's wrong with you people? What's wrong with you people?
That's when you know your listeners.
I was
going to
say they've been listening, actually taking notes.
All right. Hey, what's going on, Lisa Hale?
Well, we're getting ready for New Wisco Weekend, which is going to air tomorrow and Sunday here on WISS and WGBW. And this episode, or this issue, as we call it, because it's a news magazine, so we call it an issue. This issue is going to, since February 1st is tomorrow, and February is Black History Month, we are going to focus in on that. So we've got a fantastic cover story featuring Venus Robertson of the Green Bay Area Boys and Girls Club. Fantastic interview with her that Terry Barr did. I did a feature on We All Rise African American Resource Center in Green Bay. And then we've got other stories also mixed into it, like protecting yourself online. Amanda Nimmer has a fantastic commentary. And then there's Peach Wabba's classic movie pick of the week. So we've got some fantastic things for you this week.
What's the movie pick?
Well, if I tell you, then it's not as much. But I will tell you, it's a very, very quotable movie. It is perfect for this weekend, specifically February 1st.
Oh, it's an older movie.
Yep, it's always a classic movie pick.
Oh, I thought it was an upcoming. Okay.
So think about this weekend. Think of the days, right? And think of what movie may have been named after one of those days.
Mm-hmm. St. Valentine's Day Massacre?
Nope.
Is that this weekend? Honestly.
Why don't I do so? What's Valentine's Day is coming up?
How about Groundhog?
Oh, Groundhog Day.
Yeah.
Ah, okay.
Am I right?
You're right. Ned Garber, hey! Doesn't everybody know a guy like Ned Garber?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
This is insurance, right? Yeah, they're totally there.
Hey! Okay, little trivia for you, Lisa.
Mm-hmm.
What's the wake up song every day for him?
Right?
It's a Sonny and Cher song.
Yep.
Is it
I Got You, Babe?
Yeah.
Is it I Got You, Babe?
Yes. Yep.
Yeah.
That was a good movie. That was a really good movie. Well, that was Minnie Driver too, wasn't it?
I believe. No. Annie McDowell.
Oh, okay. Okay. Who was married to a guy from De Pere?
Was she?
Yes.
I did not know that.
Yes. See, you.
I know. Useless trivia. I carry it. You carry it. I'm sure Jim has some useless trivia somewhere in that brain, probably about linens. So, you know, we've got lots of...
That is not useless, by the way.
Yeah. So tell us more, Lisa.
What more do you want to know?
Where
about
and when and how can we listen to your great show? I am a big advocate for your show.
It sounds so good. It is really a great show. And it is Saturday mornings at 8 o'clock. And Sunday mornings at 11 o'clock here on 98.3, 96.5 WISS and 97.9 WGBW.
And then it's a podcast.
Right.
You can also find it on our Civic Media webpage.
Great song.
Lisa, you're the best.
Thanks, Lisa.
Keep doing what you're doing.
We'll tune in.
Can't wait to come down to Oshkosh again.
I'm looking forward to seeing you guys again on the 13th.
Next week, Thursday.
Yes?
Thanks, Lisa. Yeah. Mark Houston, Bell Sports Medicine, join us as soon as we come back.
I got you, babe. I got you, babe. They say our love won't pay the price.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, John Dietrich joins us, Journal Sentinel investigative reporter, with his latest piece on gun violence in Wisconsin. It's important. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
No more mold. No more damage. No more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a Never-Clear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. NTSB investigator Todd Inman telling ABC News they are just now beginning to piece together what happened in Wednesday's midair collision between American Airlines regional jet and a Black Hawk helicopter. As for what's included in the cockpit voice recorders,
the voice recorders actually have to be what's called auditioned among a number of people so that there's complete agreement of how the transcript will come out. And we also look for ancillary noises, maybe a boom or a thud or a crack or something in the cockpit.
An initial report due in 30 days. A final report will take much longer. President Trump saying without any evidence on Thursday that Democrats' diversity efforts contributed to the crash. A federal appeals court ruling a 1968 law barring anyone under 21 from buying a handgun violates the Second Amendment. The decision by the Fifth Circuit expected to be appealed to the Supreme Court. Three more hostages expected to be released by Hamas tomorrow, including Israeli-American citizen Keith Siegel. This is ABC News. New